In this episode, you're going to learn how to use live streaming video to advance your business.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
Hey now. All right, so it might sound a little bit unusual, not your typical podcast sound for Video Marketing Mastery, but I'm actually in an airport right now in San Antonio, Texas, where I just attended the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. Now, for those that don't know, this is really the biggest breast cancer conference of the year. It's an international conference. And, you know, I launched breastcanceranswers.com about 5-6 years ago when my stepmom was diagnosed with breast cancer. A year after we launched, we had generated 6.3 million video views. And right around that time, my wife became the next breast cancer patient in the family. So many of you know me as the video guy, right? As a digital marketer that advances the topic of video marketing and how businesses use it. But there's also a whole group of people that know me as, you know, the digital marketer in the cancer, oncology, genetics, genomic space. And I educate patients and their loved ones. And I also educate the medical community with our video content. So I'm here in San Antonio. We're trying to get out of Dodge. If you can hear sound in the background that sounds unusual, you should know that I'm in this kind of like wine bar kind of place inside the airport past security. It's called Vino Volo or something like that. And I'm here with Wirebuzz's Jason Fair, who's off mic but sitting at the table having his own glass of wine, banging out some work as I'm sitting here. By the way, we're going to take some photos. We'll put them up so you can see how ridiculous it looks. Me sitting in the middle of this bar doing my podcast. But this is the day of the week that I absolutely have to record my latest episode, or I'm never going to be able to drop it live and get the new one out to you on Tuesdays like we do every week. So in a moment, I'm going to be sharing with you how we use live streaming video to advance your business. But first, let's get to the video marketing news that matters to our audience. And it's important that you know that TechCrunch. TechCrunch is reporting that YouTube enabled support for 4K video on its site is now, you know, it was, they announced that they would support 4K in 2010. But this week, the next piece of the puzzle happened when YouTube is bringing 4K compatibility to live streaming. Now, both standard videos and 360 videos will be available to live stream, and you can also do it in 4K, which is absolutely beautiful. Delivering high-quality video is something that can give YouTube an edge over the growing market for live streaming, where rivals like Facebook and Twitter through Periscope also compete like head-to-head, right? ¿Quién es más macho? Who can turn the highest quality content out? And really, it's kind of like the video marketing march of, you know, kind of like a Cold War, but in video. And it's interesting to watch as the latest technology rolls down, who's leading and who's following. You know, to provide you with some market perspective, Facebook Live publishers can stream up to 720p at 30 frames per second. Twitter's Periscope also allows 720p at 30 frames per second. And now the big dog will support 4K live streaming video up to 60 frames per second. You know, the business takeaway here is you should be using live stream whenever possible to advance your business goals. And I know a lot of people may not understand the value or the impact of this, but let me give you an example of a real case by case example of how one of our partners here at the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium uses live stream to advance their business goals. So we've been advising the Alamo Breast Cancer Foundation. Now, Alamo might sound regional, right? They might sound like a small little breast cancer awareness group, but the reality is Alamo is the rock stars of training patients to become advocates so they can go back to their home and back to their home communities and start advocating for women who are going through breast cancer and helping them make really smart treatment decisions. Now, Alamos, they're the rock stars at that. And so at this conference, the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium, Alamo, with WireBuzz support, live streams every night, roughly 2 to 3 hours of newsmaker information as they're giving the latest data and research that comes out of this big conference. This is the conference where all the big news comes down that you hear reported all over the world. It happens primarily at SABCS, San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. So what Alamo did is they used the opportunity to educate more people than can actually physically fit into the room during their live event. And if you think about an event, like any type of presentation, a panel, a speech, you might get 10% of your target audience actually in the room, right? At the event. And so how do you magnify the impact of that event to be able to educate the other people that maybe couldn't get on an airplane or are working, right? Or maybe they're somewhere on the other side of the world. You can still have an impact, and so can your business. So Alamo provides those videos. They live stream. They allow people in the audience to ask questions. And it really provides a helpful tool to educate and grow your followers. Now, I want you to think about your business. Each and every business out there has a thought leader. That may be your CEO, it may be a member of your team that's doing some really innovative things. When they speak, when they go to a conference, when you hold your own seminars, think about the business application of live streaming directly to your audience. And you should make this live stream 98% valuable information and only 2% marketing. Right? The more valuable information, the more it'll be shared, the more your audience will resonate with it. The way I look at it is when you start marketing, you decrease people's interest in wanting to share it. So make it really, really valuable. Think helpful is the new viral, and it'll start spreading, and you'll start being a wonderful resource to your target audience. You know, in 2012, I live streamed from this conference and in San Antonio, and with Google's support on my platform, Breast Cancer Answers, whenever a newsmaker came off of the podium, I made sure that they sat down with us and we did a 10-minute interview with the, you know, about the latest data that came out of this institution or that hospital or this clinical trial. And that newsmaker answered questions and brought that information directly to patients. And Google jumped in and helped us market it and helped get the word out. And we did 9 live hours over 3 days. So every 10 minutes, a new rock star sat down. And really, we got huge audiences. But the thing that I liked the best is it happened on our platform, and it allowed our platform to be the center of that conversation. In 2012, Google asked me to host their World Cancer Day broadcast. So I got off the phone with Google, I called my partner, and who's a real giant in the breast cancer space, one of the world's leading authorities. And I called him and I said, Doc, Google just asked me if we wanted to host their live stream World Cancer Day. And his response, I'll remember for the rest of my life. He said, what the hell is World Cancer Day? And I go, I don't know. And he goes, great, let's do it. So we hosted the event. We had an expert on every continent around the world, except that really icy one on the bottom. And we used it as an opportunity to educate patients around the world and to put our initiative, Breast Cancer Answers, in the center of the conversation. You could be doing the same thing with your business. In 2013, Google asked me to host their 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination, and we live streamed the broadcast from the infamous Grassy Knoll in Dallas, Texas. Now that was super cool. We got huge audience. It had nothing to do with breast cancer, right? But I was doing it on Google's platform and getting the word out, and we absolutely loved being able to share. And some of you might know that I used to be a talk show host. I used to be a live on location reporter in for Clear Channel, and they'd send me all over the country to report on the latest news and to provide you some historical perspective. Thinking about how far we've come with live stream now that YouTube is providing 4K at 60 frames per second, that in 2000, Clear Channels sent me on location to cover the presidential recount, the Bush-Gore recount, live from Tallahassee, Florida. And we were promised when we left the studio that we were going to be getting, and we left Arizona and we flew out to Florida, we were promised by Clear Channel we were going to get a studio, right? But when we got there, all of the studio space had already been booked out. So what did we broadcast with? We broadcast from our hotel room over telephone lines. In the industry, we call it a pot line. And that is, a standard phone or telephone line. And we broadcasted through the telephone receiver each day to do a live show and be on shows all over the country. And now, with a simple telephone and a Facebook app or a YouTube capture app or a Periscope app, you're live streaming in 4K or 720p and being able to send that message all over the world. And today, without needing a satellite truck, you just grab your phone, you instantly go live, and you should be thinking about how you spread your influence to the largest number of people possible. Incidentally, I noticed there's nobody complaining as Facebook and Periscope and YouTube start live streaming. Nobody's complaining about putting these satellite truck operators out of work. There's not a single person saying, hey, if we roll out this new technology, what about all those people that used to do the trucks in front of the sporting events, right? All of that is absolutely obsolete nowadays in many regards. All right, responding to the ever-increasing demand for video, Engadget reports that AT&T has started testing 5K wireless with Intel in Austin, which promises to bring gigabyte bandwidth to your mobile devices in the coming years. How friggin' cool would that be? Being able to download House of Cards from Netflix in 4K to your mobile devices. But that's just the small way of thinking about it. When you can handle a gigabyte down to your phone through 5G, the options of what you can do with that are going to be absolutely endless. Just a few years ago, we would have to go to Blockbuster in order to rent a movie. But as more bandwidth became available, all this whole cornucopia of on-demand downloadable content became available. And now we're like streaming straight into our device. Think about the progress we're making, what in the world will happen when 5K rolls out. About 5K, I'm talking about 5G. And this is what happens, Todd, when you do your podcast with a glass of wine, right? So with the 5G access direct into your device, it's going to be a really exciting time for new opportunities and discoveries to happen. And so I think it'll be a lot of fun as we start to see it. But you should know that just like what happened with 3G when it rolled out, and just like it happened with 4G, it's not going to be overnight. Devices are still going to be, and networks are still going to be competing for what the right platform is. Sure, they're going to call it like 5G, but really what's underneath the hood. And eventually the standards will be developed as audiences and customers start voting with their dollars exactly the way you want it. Because people watch Netflix from so many different platforms and so many different situations. Netflix has updated the technology it's using to convert and compress each of the digital copies of movies it streams to customers. Now Netflix is focused on enhancing the efficiency of compression, starting with the video it delivers to mobile devices. A really interesting story in Engadget this week on that. And as a listener of this podcast, I'm sure you've heard me over the last months detail how all of the industries are starting to move from traditional networks broadcasting direct into like Snapchat or Twitter Twitter or Facebook, and now those are the new television networks. Really cool to watch it happen. Mashable's reporting that Twitter's new Australian managing director, Susie Nicoletti, said that she believed live video would be the key to turning the tide on Twitter's platform stuttering growth. Nicoletti said, "I've seen live streaming video, and I see it as being a way that an audience and our revenue to focus on the company can start to grow and build again." Video, my friends, is not just the solution for their business, it's also the opportunity to grow dramatically with your business. Facebook tested a solar-powered drone designed to beam internet access to remote areas around the world. And in June, for the first time, it was flying around this solar-powered drone. If you go back to our past podcasts, you know that we've talked about how Facebook and YouTube, because they have huge audiences, right? Huge customer bases. So think about India with its 1.2 billion and China with its 1.3 billion. So they're targeting India as a way to get internet access more accessible, and that's why Facebook is using a solar-powered drone. But as they were practicing their solar-powered drone, this thing went off mission and crashed. Now the National Safety Agency is investigating an accident that happened during a test flight. The drone actually suffered structural failure right before it landed in Yuma, Arizona, which isn't too far from the Phoenix area that I call home. Facebook's drone was substantially damaged, but there were no injuries, thankfully, and the NTSB is investigating it because it's over the drone size that would trigger, it's like 1,000 pounds or something, that would trigger an investigation on a government level. Listen, if you're trying to figure out how you use video for your business and what the most profitable ways to do it, I recommend downloading our free downloadable worksheet that helps you come up with the profitable ways to use video for your business. You can access that at wirebuzz.com/topics with an S on the end, wirebuzz.com/topics. Use live streaming as an opportunity to expand your message. If you're trying to get more customers, use it as an opportunity to convince and convert at higher rates. All right? We have a band that we advise at Wirebuzz. They played at our Christmas party last Friday night, and that band's called Witherward. Witherward, you can follow on Facebook, follow their band page, and they live stream each and every one of their concerts. In fact, if you go to Witherward's page, you can see them live streaming from Wirebuzz's party inside of the Wirebuzz studio. If you go to the third hour towards the end, once we kicked out all the yahoos and it was just like maybe 15 of us, you could see the 15 drunk ones dancing in the studio with the band. You might even catch me carrying the dip and the chips in the studio and getting my first bite of food after everybody started to leave. Listen, using video to advance your business is always the key. It has changed mine dramatically. In 2016, we had 33% less salespeople and we're doing 60% more revenue. And that's because we streamline the process. We educate people with the tools they want to use or they want to learn from, which is video, because people are 4 times more likely to watch video than to read text. The big takeaway? Well, you guessed it. Figuring out how live stream fits into your process. If you want access to my live stream tools that I actually carry with me in my traveling bag, I've got a little tripod, connects to my phone. I've got a little lapel mic that clips into my phone and through the headphone jack. And it allows me to either have a conversation one-on-one in a live stream, or I can clip on another mic onto somebody else and have a really cool remote conversation with them from anywhere in the world, wherever I'm with them, and bring it directly to my audience and followers. And I highly recommend that you do the same to advance your business goals. If you want to get access to the show notes for this episode, oh, also see photos of me recording this episode from inside the wine bar at the airport in San Antonio. Well, then by all means, go to wirebuzz.com/53. That's 53. wirebuzz.com/53. Anyway, on behalf of the team at Wirebuzz, if you like this podcast, make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can do that And you can get access to us off of iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Leave a really honest rating and review. And then also, if you've got any questions that you'd like me to answer, feel free. Please go to wirebuzz.com/pitch with a P and feel free to post that question, pitch me an expert, or topic you'd like discovered in a future episode of Video Marketing Mastering.